Welcome back to another season of On the Road with the Jaguars here on Jaguars.com. I'm Brian Sexton. You all, of course, know Jeff Lagerman. Nice night to be on the road here in New Jersey, just across the river from Manhattan, 65, 68 degrees.
Yeah, they got about 2 weeks of summer left after spending 6 years up here, about 2 weeks, and then the temperature drops.
You know how that one goes. Tomorrow night should be beautiful. Second preseason opportunity. First chance for Gus Bradley to bring his team on the road. And it's a little different than in past. There's a lot more people.
Yeah, crowded airplane, you know, because he brought all the injured guys, all the guys that are just going to be kind of withheld just because of precautionary reasons. He wants everybody to have a couple games under their belt before they get into the regular season so they can get a feel for what it's like being on the road. And I like that idea. And most importantly, they've got to start playing a little bit better this week. You know, they want to have some success in the preseason. To me, that's the most important thing.
A little bit better would be on the offensive side, first of all, based on what we saw on the practice field this week. It shouldn't be difficult to play a little bit better because this week was a very difficult week for them.
Well, it was a difficult week for them, and they really struggled on Monday and Tuesday. But, Brian, I thought Wednesday they did better in practice. Thursday I thought it was very efficient. And that's what you want to see as the week kind of progresses, to see them get better. And I thought the offense did that. Now, this is not going to be a standard game, so to speak. Rex Ryan runs a defense that's very complex, and so there's going to be a demanding presence for the quarterbacks to see. And this is a big game for the quarterbacks. Blaine Gabbert's getting another opportunity at the starting role. He needs to take advantage of it.
Have we gotten to the point now where it's been neck and neck so long that one guy that takes a dramatic step forward will have the advantage?
Well, maybe. But, you know, the one thing is very clear. Blaine Gabbert has a lot of potential, and they want to see if he can realize that potential. So I think they're giving him every opportunity in the book, as they should, because I think there's more upside with Blaine Gabbert. But he's got to show it.
Last week we saw some of the newcomers on defense. Dwayne Gratz had the interception. Sendarik Marks had the sack on the second play of the game. Tomorrow night we'll get a chance to see Jonathan Cyprien, the very highly touted first pick of the second round, who's been missing with the hamstring for most of camp. Got back into it this week. Thoughts on the young safety?
Well, he looked really good in OTAs, and then he missed 3 weeks, basically, or 2 weeks of training camp, and then he comes back in. He looks like he's a little bit behind. What about what you would expect out of a rookie who's missed 2 weeks of training camp? I think it's going to take some time for Jonathan to get back into that very comfortable role that he really displayed in OTAs, where he felt like that he was not only high energy but also somewhat of a leader on the defense. So it's going to take some time. He's got to take the small step first, and that's the first game tomorrow night.
All right, to wrap things up here, tomorrow night, sometime after the game, you and Tony Boselli and John Osher will be standing in front of this very same camera talking about what happened during the game. While you're doing that, what would you consider to be successful tomorrow night?
Well, first and foremost, the quarterbacks play well, and Blaine Gabbert in particular, because I think and I agree that he's got the most upside. But you want to see the offense start to take steps. Defensively, I want to see them continue to get pressure up front, but not just from Sendarik Marks. Sendarik Marks, I thought, had a fantastic game. I want to see it go to other guys. I want to see Jason Babin have some success. I want to see Andre Branch have some success, and I want to see the other young secondary members start to rise up and make plays.
All right, there's your laundry list of things to look for tomorrow night. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll see you again next road game right here on the road with the Jaguars.